Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back in, folks. Welcome back in. Charlie Youson here, Jack Pembroke on the other side of the glass. It is Wisconsin Sports Weekend live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sports Book. If you guys are just tuning in, you missed us talk about Jair Alexander and his latest news rumors surrounding his time in Green Bay, potentially coming back here. Who knows? If you guys wanted to still answer that, you can head over to our Twitter account, the Facebook page at The Fan Milwaukee. We asked, does Jair Alexander coming back to Green Bay potentially change your grades for the offseason so far? We wanted to get into the Milwaukee Brewers next. For that, we have the foremost expert on the Brewers on the station here, Thomas Wirtz.
Oh, first name. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always, you know, they always ask me whenever I'm in radio, if they're like, hey, what's your nickname? And I was like, well, it would be Tommy. And they always say, no, it's your name. I was like, no, my name is Thomas. So the nickname becomes Tommy. I don't need to be Thunder. I am Tommy. All right. That is why.
But Tommy's kind of boring, dude.
I love Tommy.
Yeah. I mean, what if we just said Joseph? Like, then that gets weird, right? Yeah. I that's the nickname. Jack. It's the same thing. Tommy is the nickname that I got from working on the radio. My mother will never call me Tommy. Never.
See,
never once.
But I feel like, okay, so if you have like initial nickname, a radio nickname, or any other kind of nickname like that, it has to be like second iteration, you know, second generation.
Yeah.
So like I'm Charlie. Charlie's short for Charles. But then like Big Chuck on air, or when I was playing football,
Chicago Charlie.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, you got to change up a little bit.
Well, whatever it is, like, we'll put an end to Crazy Takes because he's agreeing with me way too much now to be Crazy Takes.
You've graduated.
Yeah. But Sparky Takes. I'll go by Sparky Takes. Yeah.
So LeBron's coming to Milwaukee.
Right. Let's slow down on I have the craziest takes on the station for sure.
All right. Let's get into this game last night between the Milwaukee Brewers and Tampa Bay Rays, which ends on a kind of sad note, I would say.
Yeah.
Disappointing note. This is a game that just throughout all of it, I was never really entertained.
No,
I would say.
No. And so first of all, I would like to say this. Big fan of playing at that stadium. As someone who
Steinbrenner Field, baby,
loves to see just like the personable side of baseball, like it looked like an awesome place to watch a game. Now, on the television broadcast, it looked like it was a AAA stadium. Absolutely. I will give that. It was so dark, it felt like. They don't have the proper lights, I guess, over there too. But yes, the game yesterday between the Brewers and the Rays, it was very underwhelming, and you talked about it while we were coming on here. The highlight of it all comes back to the obstruction call from Caleb Durbin at third base. It ends up being the difference in run differential in the game. If you missed the play, they had tried to execute the Brewer double steal, and then the as Contreras threw it down, Terang fields it, and they saw Morel was going a little bit far off of third base. They try to throw it back to him. They execute the play beautifully. That's something that both manager Pat Murphy and Caleb Durbin say in their post-game availability. And then Caleb Durbin gets called for obstruction. Pat Murphy ensues into his rage, gets ejected from the game. The real thing that's crazy about this, Big Chuck and Joseph, that he was safe. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was so safe. Like, he went out there and they made a big deal of it. And obviously you give them the free run. That is totally the difference in the game. But if that play would have just been challenged and you make the call of out and you want to review it because of it, he would have just called him safe anyway. So I don't know. The Brewers have gotten screwed by the obstruction call a couple times this year, and Pat Murphy obviously had enough of it yesterday.
Well, and you have the play like that where it's executed perfectly, like you're saying, but until the last moment where it just doesn't really work out. In the loss to the Astros the other day, you have a beautiful throw home to Eric Haas where he should have tagged out the runner there, but completely botches the tag on that. This is something that isn't brand new to this Brewers defense this season. It's brand new to the Brewers in general. Last season, they were phenomenal. Yeah. What's the difference this
year? That's a great point, too, because the Brewers defense last year, obviously the team gold glove, Bryce Terang, platinum glove, Sal Frelick at the gold glove in the outfield. And the Brewers' defense this year is atrocious as far as Milwaukee's standards go. This is completely unacceptable. Now, I will say probably the cycle of 4A players they keep going through at third base doesn't help. Joey Ortiz now moving over to shortstop. He was a plus defender last year, is a pretty middle-of-the-road defender
He's
now.
He's Rafael Devers, man. He can't switch positions too easy,
yes,
right? Yes,
exactly. So I don't understand necessarily why it's so hard for him to translate there. Bryce Terang's been pretty underwhelming at second base, and yesterday, I don't believe this. That was Jackson Chourio's first error of his career yesterday. That seems,
I don't believe that either.
Right. That seems like that was wrong. But it's wrong decisions based on previous games. But yeah, they have a lot of guys playing out of position or at least playing secondary positions, right? I mean, Jake Bowers is the starting left fielder on this team now when it's a right-handed
hitter.
But
they feel more confident in him being out there, it feels like, than some of these other players that they're putting out on the field.
Have you seen Christian Yelich play defense? That's I would also feel more confident in Jake Bowers.
Is it more outfield or infield?
I would say that collectively, the starting, like, Garrett Mitchell's a great defender, right? He's out. Blake Perkins, another great defender. He's out. Now you're forcing Chourio to go over to center field or Sal Frelick to go over to center field. And now, not that I have any doubt, because Churio's got way too good a speed to not be good in center field. And Sal Frelick already won a gold glove out in the outfield. But you are moving guys around a lot in the outfield, and it's hard to stay comfortable. I would say the outfield maybe a little bit more, and everyone has an absolute noodle arm in the outfield, too, for the Brewers. They're not worried about, Willie Abreu throwing someone out at third base or anything like that when it's the Milwaukee Brewers. As far as the infield goes, I think I just have more faith. I don't necessarily think Caleb Durbin is a starting third baseman in Major League Baseball just because of his defense. I think he translates a lot better to second base.
He is the little engine that could. Doesn't really fit at third base.
Dude, that was messed up, right? Me and Charlie were here, and Jeff Levering's calling a play, and he's like, oh, the little engine that could does it. I don't know. It just feels like
there's some like racial stuff involved
it's
with
just
that word,
so,
too.
Well, if you consider his height, yeah, his race, probably, yes.
I mean,
like,
never mind.
It was very weird that that was the call. But I think he's a second baseman. I don't think he's a third baseman. Ollie Dunn played well at third base, I guess, but can't hit anything as well. The defense has been a struggle everywhere on the field, other than catcher, it feels like. Contreras is locked in, even with the broken finger.
But even then, with new rules coming to the MLB soon with the ABS challenge system, the umpires have gotten a little stricter with their strike zones here. It's been that had that 2-inch kind of gray area. Now it's down to 3/4 of an inch. A guy like William Contreras, who before last season wasn't really touted as that good of a defender, how do you think that translates to this kind of new era of the pitch framing, and if that will hurt him enough to put him back where he was with everybody else?
Well, I will say this. As someone who is in the field now, talking a lot about media, loves baseball, super anti-ABS strike zone system. And that's because I saw it in person. I was a fan of it, the idea, hey, yeah, I would love every call to be correct. I would love every single call to be not, no dispute. Everyone knows it. Let's see the Cubs challenge one and get one wrong and everyone laugh. That would be great. Yeah. But it slows the game down if it's bad pitching, mm-hmm. guys. And not necessarily bad pitching. It probably slows the game down if it's good pitching. You're trying to hit those corners. You're trying to paint the black, right? And it is really hard to watch in person. I've seen it in person. I went to a St. Paul Saints game last year, and I could not watch the game. If you have a bad umpire, I couldn't even imagine if Angel Hernandez had an ABS strike zone, because he would be you would be there an extra 30 minutes. And everything that Major League Baseball has done over the last 2 years now to speed the game up, to make it more watchable on television, to make it a better product, I think it goes backwards if you get the ABS strike zone in there. Now, as for William Contreras and how that affects his game, I mean, he's a great framer. Everyone knows that now he's become one of the best framers in baseball. He's a guy who plays great plus defense now for the catcher position, and he's doing it all with a broken finger on the glove hand, too. So I'm sure that that can translate why he struggled at the plate a little bit this year, but, I mean, he throws every runner out, it feels like. And I know it's not the percentage-wise isn't the best in baseball, but it is. He's thrown out 12 runs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Runners this year, whether it's caught stealings or guys that have tried to advance at any point during the season, he has been awesome behind the dish.
Speaking with Tommy Wirtz of the Leadoff Show, you can hear him live on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan, right here where we are at 2 p.m. today, as he covers game 2 of this series between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Tampa Bay Rays, especially after kind of a sad ending to that game last night. You're going to hear the starting lineups with Tommy. He's going to hear from the manager. You're going to hear everything about this Brewers team that you need to know going into this game today. You do have a special guest on that show later today.
Yeah.
This goes into the topic that I had set up for the segment before we found out that you were going to be here and you could bless us with your sultry tones.
Okay.
Over there.
All right, Steve. All right. Yeah.
That's so much fun to say now. I love saying now that you brought that up.
I don't even know what sultry means.
I don't know.
Yes.
It means like soothing and, you know. Mm. You'd be great on a late night jazz show.
Oh, okay. All right, sweet. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that for sure. Yeah, I'm glad you did that, Char. I'm glad you teased that, Charlie, because I was fortunate enough. The reason why I had come in here, I got to sit down with the manager of the Carolina Mudcats, Nick Stanley, to come on, and he'll be on the Leadoff Show today. We'll play back some of that. Really good interview. If you're a baseball purist, this guy, you can tell, he is hard-nosed. Ball and stick right now, for sure. We talked a lot about the future, man, and not necessarily all the names you do know, but some of the names you haven't heard of, the success that comes with playing in single-A baseball and the grind that is. You know, these are guys playing 6 days a week, and then they're off every Monday right now. So I was really excited, really happy to talk with Nick. And he was a great interview. It's going to come up second segment of the show today, probably. So somewhere right around that 2:30 mark, you should probably hear from Nick Stanley on the Leadoff Show.
All right. That's pretty cool. So with that and you talking with Nick Stanley, this Carolina Mudcats team has been one of the most exciting teams, not only in single A baseball, not only in the minor leagues, but probably in all of baseball right now. They've been a lot of fun to watch. I don't think I've ever seen as many highlights from a single A baseball team as I have from the Carolina Mudcats so far. So with the way that we're talking about the defense struggling and honestly the bats struggling with this team too, you don't have a single extra base hit in that game last night, somehow still barely lose by one run. How quickly now, after we're 40 games into the season or 39 games into the season now, has your view changed on how quickly we're going to see some of these Carolina Mudcat players make it to the MLB?
Well, I will say the top end guys, you know, Jesus Madé, Luis Peña, maybe Braylon Payne, depending on how well Adam Chesky's doing, Josh Adam Chesky, that is. You know, I think they're all in potential to be in Wisconsin, you know, a month, maybe two. 4th of July, you will see some of these guys in Appleton, guaranteed. There's no doubt in my mind about that. I do think that they do have some sort of problem, doesn't seem like the right word, but, I mean, everyone plays shortstop. That's what it is right now. So, apparently, the Milwaukee Brewers are the best at drafting shortstop in the entire Major League Baseball, but that will hinder maybe some people rising throughout the ranks. But as far as, you know, Jesus Madé just turned 18 2 days ago. So I wouldn't expect to see him up in the major league roster unless everything is perfect in the next 2 years, right? That's what they did with Churio. The other names that I keep mentioning, they're all just as young. The average age of this team is 19 and a half in Carolina right now. And they're playing like grown men the entire time down there. So the maturity and, you know, the confidence that they have at that young age definitely helps them in the process to come up any sooner. If there's any name that you've heard of in the Brewers top 100 or top 30, whatever you look at, I feel like Jacob Mizorowski is the next name to come up here. The guy was dealing yesterday. I think he retired the first 12 in the game. He ended up striking out the side in the first two innings. I think he had 8 strikeouts to the first 9 batters. I mean, he threw over 100 on his 86th pitch of the game yesterday. He threw 102-mile-an-hour fastball on a strikeout yesterday. That would have been the fastest pitch in Major League Baseball this year, and he's doing it from the starting position, that is. And he is really talented, and he's a guy that I actually was familiar with. I know of Crowder College. I had buddies who were teammates with him down there, and they said when he was drafted in the second round, like, kid's nasty. I'm telling you, he throws 100. The slider never stops sliding. And the Brewers pitching staff has really mellowed out, it feels like now, but they're going to have more injuries. They're going to have more opportunities for spot starts. I think Mizorowski is going to be the next one to get called up to the bigs.
I would love to see him. I mean, again, talk about the highlights that we're seeing out of the minor leagues. What he's done has just been beyond what I've seen in the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. He is Tommy Wirtz of the leadoff show. You can hear him at 2 p.m. today on The Fan Milwaukee as he breaks down what happened in last night's game against the Rays for the Milwaukee Brewers and what's going to happen in tonight's game with the lineups, with what the coach has to say and keys to the game. Tommy, before we get you out of here, our guy Steve Sparky Pfeiffer called in a little bit ago to give us an update on a story that came out last week. Elkton Jenkins, a star guard for the Green Bay Packers, was arrested at a strip club on May 1st. Nice. Some new details have come out about the situation with that. Apparently, the whole altercation started because the club was not lively enough for him, so he wanted a refund.
Well, here's my issue, though. If they tell you, hey, it's really popping in here, and you walk in and immediately they've charged you $800 to walk in, that's what I read through it. That's what it said it happened is, hey, I want my money back. This is not what I was promised. And then there was an argument of you're not getting your money back.
Man, I first of all, any place ever in the world that has an $800 cover, like, that's on you, bro. I'm sorry.
I don't
like,
know if it was specifically that amount, but
if it's enough
that you want to ask for a refund or that you would be thinking about a refund before you even see the place.
It was him and his friends, so it's probably a couple $100 per head, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, you know, so the altercation is what? He shoves around with a security guard or something like that. I mean, you know, I'm sure this didn't happen at 6 o'clock in the afternoon either. This is probably
early hours.
Yeah, this is a late night situation.
Around 11:30.
11:30. Okay, that's kind of early to be at a strip club, Elton Jenkins.
He's being a responsible partier.
Yeah, I, this is something we'll see. This is, a guy's got a lot of money. I'm not worried about it really in any way. He's trying to have a good time with some friends. You do you. That's not really my cup of tea, but I'm not going to judge you for what you want to do for fun. But you should have some idea that if you are going to be, Elton Jenkins, that you can't shove around with security guards at a strip club, because they don't mess around with security over there as
some
well.
Some of those dudes might be as big as Elton Jenkins.
Yeah. Oh, I looked at the pictures. It's King of Diamonds in Atlanta. Yeah. They definitely have some linemen.
Yeah, I'm saying those are all guys who would have made it to the league if it wasn't for their knee, right? Yeah, those
or
are
their
all,
high school coach.
Right, yeah, this is the same guys. They had a bad recruiting trip. They had all the offers you ever heard of, but no, now instead they wanted to pursue and just work after school. Yeah, I mean, Elton Jenkins getting caught up over there, it's not the worst thing we've heard from the Green Bay Packers, it feels like. I mean, remember when Za'Darius got arrested with, like, guns and drugs in his car? Like, every gun and every drug in his car? We didn't get him to miss a game or anything, right? I mean, he was back the next week. Right. So, if this is what happens with it, obviously, you got to make responsible decisions when you're in this space. But I'm not judging Elton Jenkins based on this by any means. And we'll see what happens with more of the story coming out. I don't want to make any decisions on it until I know more of it. It is not illegal to go to those strip clubs. So
it seemed, from what I read the rest of it, the cops broke it up and everyone went their merry way. So I think it's TMZ just trying to get something interesting on the pack before the season goes.
Mm-hmm. Always. They always are. He is Jack Pembroke on the other side of the glass, right next to me, my guy, Tommy Wirtz. Tommy, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to.
Be sure, again, to tune in 2 p.m. right here on The Fan Milwaukee to hear the leadoff show and Tommy Wirtz on there. It's going to be an awesome show. If you want to hear an awesome interview with the Carolina Mudcats manager, it's going to be a great time listening to that. I'm sure going to be tuned in for that. Super excited for that. This is Wisconsin Sports Weekend, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sports Book. We will be right back.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.